Bored of the life in the city of gold, it left and let nobody know. Gone were the toys I'd known from a child, along with a dream of a life. He traveled a wide road, the blinkered arcade, in search of another to share in his life. No way, everyone looked so strange to him. They've got no horns and they got no tail, they don't even know of our existence. Am I wrong to believe in the city of gold? The lies in the deep distance, he cried and wept as they led him away to a cage. Beasts that can talk, read a sign. The creatures that pushed and prodded his frame and questioned his story again. But soon they grew bored of the prey. Beasts that can talk, more like a freak or publicity stunt. Oh, no, 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 no. They got no horns and they got no tail, they don't even know of our existence. Am I wrong to believe in the city of gold? Lies and the distance, he cried, broke down the door of the cage and marched on out. Grabbed a creature by the scruff of his neck, pointing out. There beyond the bounds of your weak imagination lie the noble towers of my city, bright and gold. Let me take you there, show you a living story. Let me show you others such as me. Why did I ever leave? They got no horns and they got no tail, they don't even know of our existence. Am I wrong to believe in the city of gold? Lies in deep distance, he cried and wept. And so we set out with the beast and his horns and his crazy description of home. After many days' journey, we came to a peak where the beast gazed abroad and cried out. We followed his gaze and we thought that maybe we saw a spire of gold. No, a trick of the eye. That's all. The beast was gone and the voice was heard. They got no horns and they got no tail, they don't even know of our existence. Am I wrong to believe in the city of gold? The lies in the distance.